Well, on KBRB, we are previewing state track and field championships Friday and Saturday at Omaha Burke, and we're talking the North Central Knights with a good number of qualifiers. We're joined by Coach John Klosterman. Congratulations, John. Another solid season, and got quite a group that's going to head down to Omaha.
Yeah, anytime you can get eight kids to qualify, including one relay, that's a pretty successful season, so we're pretty happy about it.
That always seems to be what the coach is like, is getting those relays qualified and getting more and more kids that are able to experience a state meet. And you've had a good group with that 3,200 relay all season, and they get the job done and get in on time. So Paisley Hoffman, Zoe Snyder, Ireland Buell, Angela Frick going to head down to state. And know you've got a little bit of experience back with Angela in that capacity.
Yeah, it's a pretty similar group to last year, and they had a good run down at state, and they've just continued to improve this year, and Angela's kind of back to her old form from last year, so I'm excited to see those girls run down there. I think they're going to be more used to the environment and, really, really give their best effort, and they have a chance at a pretty decent medal down there, so I'm excited to see them.
Well, speaking of medals, I know you have one young lady that's probably shooting for not just maybe a gold in Class D, but maybe hoping to be competitive in the all-class runnings, and that's your senior Carlene Kepler. She's just had a tremendous year in both the throws, and she'll go in with a couple of some of the top marks in the state from just a great district performance.
Yeah, she's really come on these last few weeks. I think she keeps breaking her own personal records every meet. So if she can continue that again, really the sky's the limit for her. She's a very motivated gal, and there's a girl from Dundee County in Class D that's been kind of a rival of hers, and she's motivated to get her this year. So I'm excited to see those two battle it out down in Omaha.
Well, over 150 feet in districts in the discus and over 46 in the shot put, just some tremendous marks. And I'm not sure, John, has she even been beaten at all this year in either of the throws in any of the meets you've been to?
No, she's perfect on the air. She has swept everything all year long.
Well, and she'll have some company as Maya Lewis gets in on both the shot put and the discus.
Yeah, Maya, she's thrown shot really well. Last year she got sixth place down at state, and this year with the disc, it's an event she really didn't enjoy, but she just keeps improving, and she hit her personal best 115 in districts, and I think there's a 120 in there. So if she does that, there's a good chance she can end up on the podium too.
Well, you have those two girls in the throws, and you get a couple of jumpers in as Paisley Hoffman qualifies in the long jump, and Ireland Buell headed into the triple jump.
Yeah, both of those gals are just great stories this year. Ireland, started the year with some injuries with her hip and her knee, and she just, kept battling, and when she was able to start triple jumping, I think her second meet, she broke the co-op record and hit 33 feet, and, she just keeps improving each week. And then Paisley, it was kind of, we threw her in the event at the end of the year. Valentine was the first time she actually long jumped in a meet, and she did well, and then, districts, she just exploded, 15 feet and broke our co-op record, and, I'm really excited. She was finally able to have a full week of practice with Coach Pfister, so, we really don't know what she can do, and so seeing it at the state level is going to be really cool to see.
Well, and we talked about Angela a little bit and her experience coming back in that relay, but boy, Angela in a very tough district as far as distance races goes, a couple of third place finishes, but that was good enough to qualify her on time, and so she'll be competing in both distance races over the weekend.
Yeah, Angela really had to grind this year, and she knew she was in a tough district. She knew she probably was going to have to get in on time, and it got close, and we honestly didn't know if she was going to get in, but the work she puts in, she works harder than anybody, and, I was happy to see it pay off for her as a senior and returning, medalist down at state, and, she holds two records for the North Central Co-op and almost has a third in the 800, and for her to get down there for her senior year, I know she's not going to take it for granted. So that's going to be awesome as a coach You know, seeing a gal that's put in that much work in her 4 years to get rewarded, you know, that's the stuff that makes you want to do the coaching. So that's awesome.
Well, you know, if things break right, John, district runner up, I think you kind of have to like your chances of maybe sneaking into that top five, top 10 in the Class D point standings if you can do some damage down there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we got some, you know, with Carlene at the top with her points she gets throwing, and Maya and the 4x8, you know, things always can shake out different ways. And, you know, there's a monster down in Dundee County that might run away with Class D and the boys and girls. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything else is kind of up for grabs. So when you can have six athletes qualify and compete in multiple events, you know, anything can happen there.
Well, let's talk about the boys' side. You get the two cousins in and a couple of events that they've excelled in all year. We'll start with your senior and Trey Anthony. And Trey's had a good year all season in the long jump. He gets in there, and you get both cousins in the 110 hurdles, and they've run really well in that event. Trey and Noah have kind of flip-flop back and forth in different meets, and it seems like always are within a half a second of each other.
Yeah, they've been great at pushing each other all year long. Trey, you know, being a senior, you can tell his maturity from his, you know, I started coaching him as a sophomore, and he just understands who he is a lot better now. And, you know, long jump, he might have a bad jump, but he's really good at persevering and overcoming. And he kind of did that at districts, popped a 21 footer just kind of out of nowhere. He was struggling on the day and popped a good one, and he'll be in a good flight down at state, and he's been pushing to that 22 mark, and I think it's in there. And what a better spot than down in Omaha.
Well, and then Noah, wow, has he had a great year. Noah, he set your school record, I believe, in the triple jump, has went out over 45 feet in that event at one of the meets this year, gets in both sets of hurdles. So you're probably looking for him to be on the medal podium in a couple events.
Yeah, he's sitting top five, top three, and pretty much all three of them. And you just never know with that kid. He's such a hard worker, and as a coach, the challenge is just kind of reeling him in and make sure he's not overdoing it most of the time, because he's just so motivated and he wants to be great. And you know, I gave him a hard time because my personal best in high school was 44.5, and he blew that out of the water as a sophomore. So. Triple jump. He's got a kid from Anselmo that is kind of his rival, and they've been jumping back and forth all year. And that kid went 45.8, I believe, in districts. So that's a little extra motivation for Noah to push back and overcome that. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch down in Omaha.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing how the Knights compete down there Friday and Saturday. Looks like a send-off for the team 11:30 Thursday from the school. So, John, appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck. We'll be watching to see how the Knights do down in Omaha.
Absolutely. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
John Klosterman joining us here from the North Central Track and Field team as we preview the state track qualifiers from the area.